will receive power.
Chama, I then who born upon softly. What? Ha, who born to say live band? There be lumba lumba ye never throw. Why? But they need to say.
Hey Japa, Tumira.
You see, you should understand the words that are singable. Hallelujah. Put hands together for Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. I can be pretty say, Naka who Bobby been slowly at the background. Where's what you said, my country? Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Everybody. Tumira. Oh yeah, mommy. Sing it.
Tumira. Oh yeah, mommy.
Oh yeah, mommy.
Sumeja.
Say it one time, my child.
Tumira. Japan to me, right? Oh, yeah, mami.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. This title is called, you are a prophet. You are a prophet. God specifically told Jeremiah that I ordain you as a prophet. Young people, I have come from Accra to confirm the word of the Lord to you that you are a prophet, and you must carry yourself as a prophet. Yeah, one of the things prophets don't do is to tell lies. Yes, unfortunately, our churches are filled with people who haven't heard the voice of God, but they said they have heard. But God told Jeremiah that before I formed you, I knew you. Every one of you sitting down here, God knows you. There's a song we sing in English. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and hears me when I call. I have a father. I have a father. So God actually knows every one of you. And before I continue, let me make it clear to you that there is no dustbin in the house of the Lord. Shall I say it again? You can quote me everywhere. That I said, there is no dustbin in God's house. There is no useless person in the house of the Lord. Every one of you sitting down here as a child, you are very important. There is no useless person among us. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I ordained you as a prophet. As a prophet. As a prophet. You are a prophet. Say amen.
Amen.
I can't feel the people here. I said, you are a prophet.
Amen.
Look, it is one of the things I want you to believe. You see, when
it comes to worldly things, I keep telling my church, there is a musician in Ghana. You know him. I know him. That guy, his voice is like a generator that is spot. Even this generator that is shouting here is nicer than his voice. But that guy, he believes that he's gifted. Hey! And he believes that he's the one with the highest following in the country. Listen, all you have to believe, all you have to do is to believe. Believe. People who sing, they believe they have a voice. No, like this girl. She has to believe she has a voice. Like this boy playing the thing, he has to believe that I can play. Now, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody will believe in you. For me, I believe that God has anointed me for young people like you. Yes, I believe it. Look, you must first believe it before others will believe you. And in your case, it has been written clearly. And God said, I have ordained you as a prophet. The people who are prophets, they believe they are prophets. You see, what you see, the prophet, they see you. What they see is the same thing you see. But they believe it. When they sleep and they dream, to them, it means a lot. But you, when you sleep and you dream, oh, No. Believe it. You are about to write your exams. Believe that you have passed the exams. No, the exams have passed. You have to go around and announce to people, look, the exams have passed already. I've passed already. Look, how many of you watch American movies? Do you know that? If you watch American movies, let me lift up your hand. I'll show you. Do you know that in American movies, there's a lot of killing and shooting? Smart, you know, pay. Now, the reason they do that is so that other countries will be afraid of them. America, if you do, they'll shoot you. And they are very strong. Why is everybody afraid of Nigeria? Because when you watch Nigeria movies, it's full of juju. Somebody has died. It is because of that belief also. Listen, I've come to change your mindset. That God has said in his word clearly, believe every word that has been written in the Bible. And God told Jeremiah that before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. And before you were born, I set you apart. I ordained you as a prophet to the nation. You are a prophet to the nations. You will travel from nation to nation, declaring the words of the Lord. I'm the wrong person here. You will travel from nation to nation. You travel from nation to nation. You travel from country to country, declaring the words of the Lord. Madam, if you take your singing ministry seriously, you travel from country to country. You will. Me, I've started traveling to countries. Oh, no. I started traveling to countries with children's ministry. 2 weeks ago, I was in Togo to preach to children like your age. When I speak the English, they don't understand. So when I speak English, they translate it to French. International minister. Yeah. Very soon you see that I'm in another country. Yes. Because I sincerely believe it that God has anointed me. Hey, drama, believe that you are the best drama in the world. Believe it. And work on it. Best guitarist. You see, everything is about belief. Believe it. Some of you can sing, but you don't believe it. You don't have confidence. That's why when you are singing, your posture alone doesn't show that you believe. Yeah. One day I went to church. When I was going, I dressed. I wore tie. Now my church may come pumping, say. And I'm drew. Then I met somebody. He said, hey, Nkola, so for now, I dress, say. I said yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's you that you don't believe what you are doing. I believe what I'm doing. And God said, I have ordained you as a prophet to the nation. Who is a prophet? Number one. A prophet is somebody whom God has chosen and set aside. A prophet is somebody whom God has chosen. God has chosen you. Number one, God has chosen you. As you are here, God has chosen young people like you to proclaim his word, to speak his word. God has chosen you. A prophet is not just anyone, but somebody that God has chosen. You are a prophet. You are a prophet. Amen. Hey, footballers, one of the people who believe are footballers. Yeah, they believe. Why is it that when it comes to church, we don't want to believe what we have? We want to believe it. A prophet, number one, is somebody God has chosen. Karabandabaya. First Peter. Ke bandabaya. Boshia. Ke bandabalabaya. Sibandelebe. Ke balabalabalabalabalaba. Ke melebe siya. Let me give you a scripture in First Peter. First Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Halibo Satibi Siliba Sotaya. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. For ye are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation of your church. You are the chosen generation of the church we have. Will you go back? You are a chosen generation. Look at my face. I'm getting heated up. God has chosen. What's your name? First off, God has chosen you. No, you don't need any confirmation. You just have to believe what I'm saying. That God has chosen you. Christabel, God has chosen you. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. For you to be here today, you will be here since yesterday. I want you to know that it is because you have chosen. It's because God has chosen you. That is why you are here. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. If you're clapping, your clapping doesn't have power. A prophet is somebody God has chosen. Yeah. We don't just choose people. When we are going to play football, we just choose 11 people to represent the country. 11. Out of 30 something million people, we just choose 11. So for you to be chosen, it means that you have been considered. Certain qualities have been seen and you have been chosen. Today, I declare that God has chosen you as a prophet. Look, I'm in this session, I'm going to show you children who prophesy. Children in the Bible who actually prophesy. I'm about to show you and I'll close. You are a prophet from today. Believe it. All of you sitting down here, you are prophets. Believe that God has anointed you. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. That is why you don't do what you do with confidence. This is how I preach everywhere. I believe God has anointed me for children. So when I'm preaching, I preach with confidence. You think I don't know what I'm preaching?
The Bible said that let the children come to me. For theirs is the kingdom of God.
I don't preach that way. I preach with power. I preach with authority. Because I know what I am preaching. Stop giving me sexy eyes. If you are sleeping, go to the back. God has chosen you. From today, believe it. You have been chosen to do something for God. You have been chosen as a prophet. God has chosen you. God has put his hand on you. God has chosen you. Next one. Karabasukabaya. Yes. Kibusataba. Next one. A prophet is somebody who has been sanctified. God has sanctified you. God has sanctified you. After choosing you, number two, he has sanctified you. He has sanctified you. Look at the verse again. Look at the verse again. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before thou camest forth of the womb, I sanctified thee. To be sanctified means to be set apart. Don't you think that it is not everybody that is here? How many of you know somebody who is not here? You know somebody who should come here, but the person is not here. Show by hands. Somebody in your church who should be here, but is not here. Show by hands. All your church, all of you have come here. Yeah. They set you apart. Why are you here, but your classmates are not here? God has set you apart. You were here since yesterday, today, tomorrow, you leave here Saturday. God has actually called you, and God has set you apart. God has sanctified you. Why are you living your life as though God has not called you? I am explaining to you at a very young age that God has called you. God has called you to minister to him. God has called you to become a prophet to him. Otherwise, where are we going to get our future prophets from? Where are we going to get them from? Do you want to grow before you are now discovering you are a prophet? No. I don't care what you want to do in life. You can still be a medical doctor and still be a prophet. Do you know who am I? I am a nutritionist. I am a lecturer. What am I doing here? But I believe that aside that thing that I do, I am still a prophet to the nations. I still believe it. You can be a student and still be a prophet. When I was in school, I was preaching. You can ask of mommy. When we were in school, they go to sit down and they preach to them. Me, I go to preach at the church. Even on university campus, I go to preach. I pastored our children's church in Tamale for 4 years. For 4 years, I was in UDS. I was pastoring a church. Even though I was a student, when I completed and I came, I was working and I'm still pastoring. I was even pastoring the church before I went to the university. Right after SHS, I started pastoring children. And I believe that God has anointed me. I believe it. Why don't you want to believe it first off? What's your name? Karina. It's Karina. Why don't you want to believe that God has anointed you to sing? You see, it's because you don't believe it. That is why you don't do the things you do with a certain strength and confidence. You don't believe it. I believe that God has. Look, it doesn't matter how far you have gone. It doesn't matter how far you have gone from God. It doesn't matter how bad you are. If God has chosen you, God has chosen you. My brother, what's your name? Bernard, God has chosen you. You can be a businessman and still be a prophet. Do you know that we have a parliamentarian, an MP, who is a reverend minister? Yes. You can do the work of God with anything. You can do it. Chama, what's your name? Isaac. Prophet Isaac. What's your surname? Prophet Isaac Labi. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You are a prophet. Everybody say, I am a prophet. Begin to dress like a prophet. Don't dress like a prostitute. I dress anyhow. Yesterday when I was coming, I got to Sofo line. I saw a certain mate. He has dressed all his boxer shorts here. I said, foolish man. Foolish man. Prophet, and you have dressed like that. You see boys wearing earring. Which prophet have you seen wearing earring? Dress well. Carry yourself well. You are a prophet. You are a prophet. Why do you behave like an ordinary person? You see boys who have braided their hair. when we say, it's fashion. If fashion means braiding too and walking naked, then may I forever be out of fashion. What is that? You see young people dressing anyhow. Last time, a certain girl dressed and came to church. I called her. She was in an adult church. I called her. I said, come. She came. I said, me, pastor, as I'm looking at you, I can see that your panties have drawn in what you are wearing. Me, pastor, I can see. Then what can the unbeliever not see? Me, pastor, I can see. Then the person who doesn't go to church, then you can imagine the things he can see. Dress well. Carry yourself well. Prophet, don't eat by heart. We don't eat anywhere. You are a prophet. Carry yourself well. Carry yourself well. You are a prophet. Tell your neighbor you are a prophet. Yeah. Next one. Next one. A prophet is somebody who speaks the mind of God. A prophet speaks the mind of God. Speak the mind of God. You only speak what God asks you to say. If God hasn't said, you don't say it. Don't lie. Never lie. Never say something that is not true. Speak only what God has asked you to speak. That is a prophet. Next one. Next one. Next one. Yeah. A prophet is somebody who is filled with the Holy Ghost. Harabanda basukabaya. A prophet is somebody who is filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Let me read the scripture to you in Luke. Luke chapter 1 verse 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. Look, prophet, there you don't have to drink alcohol. A year, I have several Guinness. Obiani hona ja. As men of I also men of there, it is a palm wine. Menuma shiensi. Yeah, one of the things that disturbs my equilibrium is to see women who are drunk. Oba. Oba wa bruna oni nam kwan ho. Yeah. Oba. For they shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. And shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Say after me, he shall be filled with Holy Ghost. If you are going to be a prophet, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Quiet, 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 quiet. How to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Number one, have your daily quiet time. Have your daily quiet time. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and you'll be filled with power. A prophet is somebody who is filled with the Holy Ghost. You wake up in the morning, have your quiet time, daily quiet time. Number two, listen to godly music. That is what prophets do. One of the things prophets don't joke with is the atmosphere around them. Atmosphere. I can see Juanita and the sister. They are walking about outside. Somebody should send my message to them. That saith the Lord, I am not happy with their movement outside. And I call them in as God called his sheep into the food. Somebody should advise them for me. Prophets are particular about the song around them. You listen to every rubbish. A every rubbish you listen to, every song you can sing it, every useless songs you know, every useless song you know. As a prophet, you must be careful about the song that you sing. Number three, as a prophet, you must be careful about your dressing. Write it. A prophet must be careful about his dressing. Number four, you must be careful about what you say as a prophet. A prophet don't speak by heart. A prophet doesn't tell lies.
Yeah.
Next one. As a prophet, you must read the scriptures. It's different from having a quiet time. You must read the scriptures. Next one. As a prophet, you must love God. If you are going to be a prophet, you must love God. Don't give your heart to a boy. Girls, don't give your heart to a boy. A foolish boy. Because the boy will break your heart. I'm telling you. And we want to break your heart and you come. We are here for you. We'll console you. Yeah. Don't give your heart to a boy. Boys, don't give your heart to girls. Give your heart to the Lord. Midi makuma nina be dowo una uye mi kwa chefu oh midi makuma nina be dowo una uye mi kwa chefu. You are using all your heart to love God. Don't use part of your heart to love your ICT teacher. Hey, ICT teacher for them. You better pray or camp. ICT teachers.
It looks like Reverend Nikki doesn't like ICT.
I don't like ICT. What's the first thing you must be careful about when you are going to be a prophet? Number one, have your what? I can't hear you. Number one, as a prophet, you must have what? A daily quiet time. Number two, listen to godly music. I didn't say God's music. Listen to godly music. Number three, be careful with what? Be careful about your dressing. You cannot dress as a girl with handkerchief skirt. When you bend down, all your is showing. All your bedroom is in bedroom. What's the next one? Be careful with what you say. Something you haven't seen, don't say it. Some of you can lie. One day, when I say one day. One day, a certain girl, she lied. Should I tell you what she said? She told the mother that the father wanted to sleep with her. Hey! They called the meeting. The girl said it's true. They said, the father said, hey! Mami ya, me, I said, die, wow, person me better. Look, the matter went out to the standard. The mother said, I don't want to marry a man who wants to sleep with her daughter. So they divorced. Everybody say, oh. So the woman went to marry another man. You see, when something is your character, you carry it everywhere. The new man too has come. They were living happily as family. Ah! This girl went to say again that this new man wants to sleep with her. Ah! They came, they said, but this second man, yeah, he doesn't collect nonsense. Everybody say he doesn't collect nonsense. Hey! They did that before the girl said she was lying. And that even the first one that he said about his father, he lied. She lied. And the father said, hey, yeah, what happened? Because of that, I've divorced your father and came to marry this man. Now the woman was going to beg the man. The man said, it's okay. Some of you can lie. Things you haven't seen, you can see. Headmaster, headmaster, I've seen Madame Loretta and Sir Edward. They entered the toilet. And I said, I've come to tell you. Oh! Some of you can lie. Things you haven't seen, you say you have seen. How can you be a prophet and be lying? How? How? Haraban Torobosi Andelebe. What's the next one? You must, as a prophet, you must do what? You must read the scriptures. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. You are not singing. Pray. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. If you want. I should beg them before they play. If you want to grow. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. If you want to. The boy are not singing. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray. Oh, pray every day. Hallelujah. In your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to go. Yeah. The next one is what? Love the Lord. Next one. Pray every day. Pray as a prophet. You must seek the face of the Lord. Pray every day. Next one. Fast at least once a week. Fast.
Reverend, right now, dear, you are trying to make us into pastors.
Yes, that's what I want you to become. A prophet is a pastor. A prophet is a pastor. Yeah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. You want to go, go, go. If you want to go. If you want to go. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray. Oh, pray every day. Read your Bible. Hey, hey. Hey! Hallelujah. Yeah. How many have I given you? 8. Yeah. Fast. 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 You don't have to eat every day of the week. You can even fast from 6 to 12. From today. And the day you were born. Which day were you born? Which day were you born? Thursday. Every Thursday, fast from 6 to 12. What it means is that if you don't eat in the morning, by 12 o'clock in school, they will serve you lunch. Is that not it? So you just skip breakfast. Everybody can fast 6 to 12. 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock, you can fast. How many of you cannot do it? You can't do it. Which day were you born? Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 6 to 12. Tell your mother that. And your breakfast money, save it. Those who sow with it, 6 to 12, you will never die.
Pastor, may the come bury me. The come be in real.
Which day were you born? Monday. Every Monday, 6 to 12. Yes. Saturday. Hey, Saturday, be fufu. Somebody fufu wa Saturday, na Sunday, na mudi fufu. Sunday, rather. Uh-huh, it is Saturday, 6 to 12. Yes, Bafo. Thursday, 6 to 12. Yes. Eh? Sunday, yekwa, sorry, no. 6 to 12. Yes. Saturday. Sunday. Eh? Friday, yes. Friday, ebe ye you. Eh? Monday. Sunday. Na de uraho. Unye fasting. So, no, sir. Sunday. Ubedidi. Ubeye. Yeah. You will see, you will see how your life will become. If you take heed to what I've just said. Yeah. Next one. Let's read the scripture. In Joel. Next one you should know. Children can prophesy. Children can also prophesy. Are you here? Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. You are a prophet. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. That girl is tempting me seriously. Go to the back. You come. Yes, you are behaving well. Come. Go to the back. Message. Prophesy. You will prophesy. I say you will prophesy. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and daughters. Our sons and daughters shall prophesy. You will prophesy. You will speak the mind of God. You will speak the mind of God. You will be a child that God has anointed to speak his mind. God has raised a generation of young people who are going to prophesy. Are going to prophesy. You will prophesy. Kabadabaya, Palanda Balaba, Kalibo Shatabra, Ayande Besakabaya, our sons and daughters, you will prophesy. For after this camp, you will prophesy. After this camp, you will prophesy. After this camp, you will be a prophet. Prophet. Because that's what God told Jeremiah. He said, I have ordained you as a prophet to the nations. You go to the nations and you prophesy. Yeah. Everybody, open your Bible to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 21. Barakatsukabaya. Verse 8. I want to show you a very important scripture. You'll be amazed that children were prophesying. Are you in Acts? Acts chapter what? 21 verse 8. It says, in the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed again unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist. Everybody say Philip the evangelist. Which was one of the seven and abode with him. Now in this book of Acts, okay, in this book of Acts, one day there was a problem, and the disciples said that they don't want to serve tables, and that they should look for serving men of honest report who will be sharing the food, because some people felt that when they were sharing the food, their widows were neglected, and one of the people they chose was Philip, and Philip was an evangelist. Now listen to verse 9. And the same man who is Philip had four daughters, which were virgins, which did prophesy. The man had four virgins, four daughters who are virgins. One of the ways to become a prophet is that you must be a virgin. Let me say it here. Don't allow men to hold your breast, girls. Keep yourself. Preserve yourself. Yes. He said the man, that Philip, that evangelist, he had four virgin daughters who prophesied. May you be a virgin who will prophesy. Hey, it's glorious to wait till the day you are getting married. It will be nice. You can ask the people who came for my wedding. You can ask apostle. And they came for my wedding. My wedding was glorious. Yes. Do you know groomsmen? Do you know groomsmen? The people who follow the man when they are doing wedding. They were 20. Do you know bridesmaid? The people who followed the woman, they were 20. 20 people followed my wife. And 20 people followed me. They were dressed. I did a man for a year, 2, 3. Maybe more one near the idea. Me the baku, 20. Yes. It was a glorious wedding. Do you know flower girls? My flower girls, they were 7. Do you know page boys? Page boys moved with flower girls. My page boys too, they were 7. Page boys, flower girls, they were 14. Groomsmen, bridesmaids, they were 40. Now, the room was filled. The people who were outside crowd, they were more than the people who were inside. Yeah. Wait till we are marrying you. Upetem akwahi. Upetem akwahi. And now the wushi share teacher and say, I said, you don't like me. Why are you asking the teacher whether he likes you? Say, shall I come to your house and come and cook for you? Or did you ever do? If you go and cook in the teacher's house, or did you ever do? Oh, that be no mommy can watch him. Missy then, or did you hear? Or bury you where they are coming. Or do you bury appetizer? Sweet after meals. Oh, nemo. Be careful. Tell your neighbor, be careful. We had Philip had four daughters who were virgins. Can we say the same thing about you? Virgins. And Bible said that they were not just virgins, but they also prophesied. You will prophesy. I said you will prophesy. I said you will prophesy. Yeah. Virgins who also prophesy. Karabatoka sakata. Yeah. May we hear of you that you were prophesying. Oh no, we should hear of you. That there's some virgin be in Ibuakwa, some small girl who's a virgin and she can prophesy. Do you hear of you? Yeah. Why do you think they have to invite me from Accra to come here to come and pray to you? Don't we have pastors in Kumasi here? There must be something about you before they will call you. Last year I came. This year I've come. Next year if I don't die, I'll come. I shall not die. I shall not die. I'll be here next year. I said next year I'll come here number one for a conference and then number two for a camp. Yeah. There's another camp you are even planning. Youth camp. And if you are not 14 years, you can't come. I'll still come.
Hey, Pastor, maybe next month better man 14. And remember?
Next year only 14 now. Yeah. May you prophesy. I said, may you prophesy.
I said, may you prophesy.
Amen.
May you be a young person who can prophesy, because I've come to tell you that you are a prophet.
He said, I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. You will travel. You will sit in aeroplane to go and prophesy and come back. I said, you go and prophesy in London and come back. You go and prophesy in US and come back. You travel to Germany to go and have church service and come back. Receive it in Jesus' name. A prophet to the nations. A prophet. May the Lord bless you and make you a strong prophet. May you receive a strong prophetic gift. Strong one. Some of you will see things and you hear things. When you see people, you suddenly know something about them. Yeah. God is going to open your eyes. God will open you. You will see. You will see. If you see a witch, you see that this person is a witch. Yeah. You see. Yeah. You will see. If you see evil spirit, you see. If you see angels too, you see. May God open your eyes. May the Lord open your eyes. God will open your ears clearly, you hear. He said, the man Philip Evangelist, he had four virgin daughters who also prophet. Don't forget that scripture. Acts chapter 21, verse 8 and 9. Don't forget it. Four virgin daughters. Right now, it's difficult to get virgins. Any small girl, Yareno. Yayenu defe. Munjai me. Na me ya den. Miss. Wayemi defe. Defe. Your ICT teacher have done you defe. Hey, ICT teacher, the way we work up people. I see teacher for Amene who part 1 and 2. Edum Kumasi. Kejetia. Upedodato. Ko Kejetia. Edum Kumasi. I see teacher Amene who. Part 1 and 2. Upedodato. Ko Kejetia. Edum Kumasi. Opera Square. Accra. Hey, you prophesy. Stand to your feet. You prophesy. Karabadabaya. Leko zarabadabaya. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. God is going to turn you into a prophet. God is going to turn you into a prophet. Maribo saribadabaya. Baladabalabrabalabandabaya. Libadabalabu sarabaya. Yeah, lift up your hands and close your eyes. God is about to touch you right now and make you a prophet. Karabadabaya. Kebadabrazabaya. Ebadazabaya. Kaladabaya. Leba. Yes. God is going to touch you. God is going to touch you and turn you to a prophet. Karaba. Baleko. Begin to pray. Lift up your hands and pray. Close your eyes and pray. Are you praying? You prophesy. Kalikasa. Don't stand there like that. But begin to pray. And God will touch your mouth. He said, I will put my words in your mouth. And thou shalt speak. Kalibo saliande. Leko daba. Kaya sato riba. Kaya de do sekete. Leko kalibo sakibo kalabo daba. Ayande kesebe karabaya. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here. He's going to touch us. He's going to touch us. Ali Kusabra. Mande bo sandabaya. Mande be zebu lebu 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 lebu. Skarabadabadabadabadaba. Ma andaba zebre ilebu sali kalaba. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Kema kala iando satibe kala. Ba la daba bagadaba zibrande beloko liba. Ayande bekadaba zanduria keba satabaya. Father, we give you glory. Yes. 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 Abu Sandabaya. Amande Busikabaya. Liko Dabra Barabaya. Angels are here. Angels are here. Angels are here. Angels are here. Kabazadabadabazadaba. Maliko Sikibri Bilibu Saraba. Balibra Balando Bazebre Kenebi. Thank you, Jesus. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Father, visit us. Touch our mouth. Touch our ears. Make us prophet to the nations. Send us to the nations. Send us to the nations. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Malibu Sarabaya. Yes. 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 Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Yes. May the Lord touch you. May the Lord anoint you. May the Lord anoint you with fresh oil. With fresh oil, may He anoint you. With fresh oil, may the Lord touch you. Pasamatoria de Kazadabaya. Liande Busobro Sandabaya. Maladabalabazadabaya. Kimandabakaba. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we give you glory. Let me give you praise in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your children that may they become prophets. Send them to the nations. Lord, send them to the nations. Lord, send them to the nations. Palakos yandia. Liande kasoka takasiande. Send them to the nations. Yes. May the Lord make you a prophet. Jesus. Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. Oh, you are wonderful. Lift up your hands and sing it. Oh, lift up your hands and sing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.